What's up, guys? Thanks for coming back to Locked On Universe. Just wanted to let you guys know that Anchor now is allowing you to become part of the Locked On Universe experience by becoming part of the subscription. We're only charging $1.99 currently, and we want you to be part of the experience. We're going to offer unheard of whistleblower testimony, as well as government insider information, as well as folks who have undergone hypnotic regression and told us their story. So please tune into that. If you are interested for deeper cuts and deeper information, please consider being part of the subscription. It's only $1.99 and it's definitely worth it. So join in. Let's get to the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and lore. Welcome back. Happy to be back. Nice weekend here. Hopefully you guys are all enjoying your weekend and taking advantage of the decent weather, if it's nice by you. It's nice here. It's sunny. Decent. Can go out and walk without feeling like you're freezing or burning to a crisp. So, I wanted to check in with you guys. Talk about a very interesting aspect about the alien perspective, alien existence, and talk about the potentiality and the theories of one alien government, meaning one alien to rule multiple different species. Now, I'm not saying that there's one alien species that's ruling over every other alien species. What I mean is that we've seen in recent history where the greys are basically being utilized by multiple different species to kind of carry out their dirty work. Well, it kind of made me think back to a few other abduction cases where we've seen the insectoid race utilize other races other than the greys for their dirty work. So what I mean by that is that we've seen the insectoid race, or the praying mantis-like race, utilize reptilians, utilize sometimes even Nordics, and then sometimes Greys for their abductions, for their examinations, for their extractions of DNA. And it makes me think, you know, who is really in charge up there? You know, we know there's a Galactic Federation comprised of maybe 200 or more alien species, that they have representatives from their planets that are partaking in that, that humankind is trying its best to get up there and to have their seat at the table, but we're kind of far behind in the spiritual advancement required to get that seat at the table. So, in regards to who rules up in the skies, we know there's the Galactic Federation, but we also know that there's many other species that are coming down and doing their genetic experiments, that are abducting folks and asking questions. So that's what's really interesting to me. There was a case out in Nevada where there was a this singer performer that his car died. He got on in Nevada. He got out in the deserts of Nevada and walked out and met this alien that had a had like an aquarium. Kind of an aquarium looked, not an aquarium on his head, but he's the not abductee, but the individual stated that this alien looked like he belonged in an aquarium. He had kind of like this shark-like looking head, or it looked like he belonged in underwater, that he had fin or gills by his neck, and that he was just very bizarre. But the main point of the story is that it's a different kind of alien, one. Two, that he was asking for, like, directions on the planet. He was asking for directions to various points in the U.S., kind of points of interest and that kind of thing, and asked him about, you know, who's the leader in our area of the world, and kind of asked about the society and how our society is run. And this guy wasn't, you know, he wasn't a Mensa member. He wasn't the most intellectual individual. However, you know, he had this conversation with this alien, and then the alien, you know, got back in their ship and took off, and then this guy could start his car back up. He actually wasn't abducted, or at least not that he's aware of. But if that creature, that alien, let's say he's part of the Galactic Federation, but yet he's coming down here and asking about other pieces of information that he doesn't have, it makes you wonder if there might be some sort of, like, side faction of the Galactic Federation. Meaning, you know, just like America, right? We have like, the CIA, we have the FBI, we have all these different factions of the government. And then we have spies, right? And the spies go over to overseas, wherever we need them. So who's to say that the Galactic Federation doesn't send down some random, you know, folks from a different species to gather other intel outside of their official channels, engaging with either our government or their government? Let's say, for example, humankind was to go up there. Who's to say that we wouldn't have multiple individuals spread out like, you know, spider legs, engaging with other species to gain advantages, right? That would be our strategy, I guarantee you, right? We would be part of this faction, but I guarantee you that there would be other gathered intel on every species to find out what the benefits could be of a partnership outside of this Galactic Federation. That would be our goal. So the reason I bring this up is because it directly relates to the point of who's in charge. Now, the Galactic Federation may have their species that's in charge, whoever that may be. We don't know. We've never been told. We know that the reptilians are kind of at odds with the Galactic Federation. So they may or may not be a part of the Federation at all at this point. They might be just doing their own thing. And then we may have the insectoid species that's doing their own thing, totally separate from the Galactic Federation. There may be many others. So who's really running the show up there? Probably the Galactic Federation to a degree, since they have such a high amount of folks. It's kind of like the UN of aliens, right? United Nations of aliens. So it's pretty powerful here. A United Nations intergalactically would be pretty powerful as well. So when it comes to the insectoid race, though, they always fascinate me, because a lot of times many abductees describe them as being in robes and being like in a corner and quiet and silent, observing the greys or the reptilians do their experimentation on the human abductee. Sometimes, occasionally, they won't be robed. They will be out and about and be visible, yet much, much taller than any other species, indicating higher evolution, indicating leadership roles, right? So this is what we know. This is what we have. This is kind of, we're going off of abductee discussion, descriptions, and so on, and reports. But these insectoids just are so fascinating to me. They seem to carry, and are described to carry, high intellect. Now, Corey Good interacted with one of these really scary reptilians, one of the white Draco reptilians that were like 14 feet tall. They were a royal white Draco, and the subsequent subordinate reptilians were only about 9 feet tall. So this guy was like 5 feet taller than the other reptilians when he was engaging with Corey Good and his friend. So we have these insectoids that are potentially even taller than that, and potentially are leading these reptilians to a degree. Now, when it comes to leadership, when it comes to who is in control, these reptilians, the white Dracos and the other Dracos, really any Draco that you run into, can control a human's mind. It's been seen time and time again, with Corey Good, especially his story, but there's many, many others. So when we have the thought of mind control, if one species can control another species through thought, then you have total domination. If you can force them to do what you want through thought versus through physical means, you dominated that species. And let's face it, if you want somebody to go out and do your dirty work, you can do that. Look what we did as a human species. We sent out an ape into space, to go out and be our space monkey, to be our space subject, to see how space would interact with something that was similar to us, yet not affect us directly or personally. So it wouldn't be that far of a stretch to say that some alien species would utilize other alien species through the power of thought to carry out their experiments. And that's why I'm driven and kind of drawn towards the insectoids, the praying mantis-like species, because it seems like they are in control of whoever they want to be. They're in control of themselves, the reptilians, the greys, anybody that they want to engage with, they can dominate them. And the same thing with the reptilians on a lower level. So who is in control? We really don't know. But we do know from abductee reports that these insectoids can control reptilians. Reptilians can control humans. Reptilians are in direct working relationship with the U.S. government. They've been seen by multiple folks. And then we also have tall whites that are part of the United States government as well, and engaging in partnerships. So, it's like Ingo Swann, talked about, and many others, where the reptilians, if they want to walk into a grocery store and disguise themselves as a hot woman, hot guy, whatever, they can, and they'll blend right in. If they want to make themselves look like, give themselves a dad bod to fit in more, they'll do that too. Ingo Swann just happened to run into, a beautiful woman instead. But, it's interesting because they can just blind you. They can blind you with what you think is the truth. And what is the truth? What you see and what you sense and what you believe. It's like what Morpheus says in The Matrix, to Neo. He's like, what is real? If real is only what you can feel, taste, touch, smell, then real is can be merely an illusion. And it's really true with some of this like deep fake stuff coming out, where people are putting Tom Cruise's face on other people and stuff like that, or Nicolas Cage's or whoever. So what is the truth? I think, moving forward, we have to be really aware of what is the truth. And I mean, I'm not trying to make people paranoid, okay? Go out and live your lives, have fun, right? But it's just when it comes to when we talk about sci-fi and stuff, this is just our little corner to kind of go off on a little tangent and think about, sci-fi, maybe sci-fact, and have a little fun. I don't want people to like take this stuff too seriously because there's a lot more to life than aliens, let's face it. You and I are probably never going to encounter one, so we might as well just go enjoy our lives. But this is our little corner to talk about it, and it's kind of fun. So hopefully I didn't freak you guys out a little bit too much, but it is interesting, because even when we interact with humans, we really never know what's going on with their thoughts, so anything can be hidden behind a facade. We do give off vibrations. That's why you'll feel a different vibe when you encounter somebody. You'll either get a bad vibe or good vibe, or a neutral vibe. So you can feel that. When you engage people, sometimes it comes off in their tone, sometimes it comes off in their body language, sometimes it comes out in what they speak about. But there's a lot that can be hidden, a lot that can be hidden visually, and mentally and spiritually. So that's why I always encourage folks to take care of yourself spiritually, mentally, physically. Do what you can. Go out for walks, meditate, read books. Get some sun, vitamin D, man, one of the most important vitamins we're all deficient on. Go out and enjoy life. Keep love in your heart. Keep love on your mind so that, when people try to take it away from you or these evil forces might try to take it away from us, that we have peace in our heart and love in our mind. And with that, I'll let you guys go. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your loved ones. Follow through on your hobbies and goals and your dreams. And as always, Lockdown Universe is out. Take care.